Kitka was born on September 24, 1914, in the Sitka Indian village. Like many of his generation whose lives spanned important transition in Alaska, his career was as diverse as his era. Kitka actively fished his seiner, the Martha Kay, until his 90th year. He was a shipwright who lent a hand on many of the large wooden fishing vessels still working today. As a contractor, he helped construct the Sitka Naval Air Station during World War II, and then later he participated in transforming the military base into Mount Edgecombe High School and the campus of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. In 1938, Kitka became involved in Native rights issues. He was a founding officer of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska that year, which later became the federally recognized tribal government in the community. He was active in developing the legislation that led to the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in 1971 and became the first president of the board for Sciatica Inc., Sitka's urban native corporation. Despite his multiple careers and tribal advocacy, Kitka maintained his close ties to the subsistence traditions of the Tlingit. A productive seine area in Slocum Arm is still known as Herman's Hook. His family has run a seasonal fish camp in Deep Bay for generations. Dr. Thomas Thornton, a senior research fellow at Oxford University, in 1996 persuaded Kitka to co-teach a class with him at the University of Alaska called Culture and Ecology. During graduation ceremonies at the Sitka campus of the university last spring, Thornton discussed the significance of Kitka's Tlingit name, Kusatan.
Kusatan refers to the sounding splash that a killer whale makes to signal to his followers to corral a schooling fish, as if to say, "This way, follow my path, and we will eat well." This is precisely what Herman Kitka has done. Born in the age of discrimination, disenfranchisement, and dispossession, he nevertheless managed to find and signal a path to success. What is more, he helped transform the injustice and bring Tlingit culture to a point where it is revitalized, respected, and reciprocal with the dominant society. And he has showed a lot of people how to eat well along the way. We are enriched and ennobled by the splash that Herman has made, by all that he has built or helped build, by how he has dwelled and continues to dwell, true to his heritage, yet leading us to what we must all become, Anyatkusani, children of the land.
Herman Kitka's first lecture for the university on his early Tlingit training and subsistence lifestyle was later published verbatim in the journal Cultural Survival Quarterly. Kitka received an honorary doctoral degree in humane letters from University Chancellor John Pugh at the May 2009 ceremony. Kitka was 94 at the time. He walked to the podium and accepted the diploma on behalf of his people.
I want to thank the university and the staff for giving me a title. Having a title with weight, maybe I'll do a little better job speaking up for our state of Alaska resident.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.